hands-on engagement is a really great way to foster creativity and innovative thinking. And so that's really the aim and the goal of our Spark Lab.
Maria Mingalone is the Director of Interpretation at the Berkshire Museum. And if you couldn't tell by the noises, there's plenty to interpret in the interactive area known as Spark Lab. Developed at the Smithsonian Institution, the program features 10 hands-on laboratories for kids 5 or younger. But if you're older, they'll let you in. At least Spark Lab host Adriana Fox will.
The parents love doing it. Sometimes they go branch off from what their kid's doing and start doing their own little thing. So that's always nice to see.
Among the challenges is a balancing act where people try to stack various shaped wooden blocks on a platform without tipping it.
No, we can still save it. Look, 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 look. Can you see where we need to rebalance?
Although seeing the blocks tumble still brought out laughter in Sarah Ward, who is there with her 3 kids.
This is fantastic. We've always come here because we've loved the museum, but there were never hands-on activities for kids except for a couple little things in the upstairs. So it's great to have a much more complex hands-on kids area here, because this has always been a kids' museum in my mind.
Some of the other activities include drumming on recycled materials like coffee cans and plastic bottles, and running a marble down xylophone steps.
They're singing!
One of the more complicated stations allows you to create and test electric currents powering light bulbs, fan motors, and a radio.
Yep. That's the electricity.
The alarm one was super cool. It like rang like a real fire.
Henry Woodward may only be 5, but he was a salty veteran of the electricity trade after a few successful connections. Father Nathaniel was there with encouragement.
Turn it off, it flies up, Henry. That's wonderful.
I know. I have an idea. One money.
One money. Yes,
and
sir.
I need a light.
A light? The white one or the red one?
The white one.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And as a supply chain specialist.
Oh yeah, as long as
he's
as long as he's polite, and he's been pretty polite so far, so I'm okay with that.
Are you building better than your dad is right now?
I think so.
But as Henry attempted to launch multiple fans in the air, it quickly became a family affair with Mom Emily giving some pointers.
Ooh, one works, but not the other one.
Wait. That was your special idea, Daddy.
I was trying to help.
That's it.
Yes.
This is a big experiment for this one.
And as Dad says, that's what it's all about.
This is my 3rd one I'm building right now while he's building this one, so I'm glad we like to do the same stuff, right?
What one are you doing?
I want to do the alarm circuit that you and Mama did earlier.
Oh.
The Berkshire Museum Spark Lab is the 3rd in the country to open and will be developing additional programs to share with the Smithsonian. Mingalone says museums typically measure a visitor's time at an exhibit in seconds, but with interactive opportunities for all ages throughout the Berkshire Museum, it's not uncommon to see people spending hours inside.
We don't want people just to be passive and looking, but to be actually hands-on, minds-on. And also we feel like if you get engaged in a lot of these activities like you saw in Spark Lab where families are working together, that's like how people really learn in real life. So we're kind of modeling that and hoping that you know, inspires our future inventors and innovators.
Spark Lab will be at the Berkshire Museum until October 2016. And as Sarah Ward explains, while getting pulled toward another activity that's piqued her 2-year-old's interest, there's plenty to check out.
Okay, what is that? What's that over there? You just want to go play it? Okay, let's go play that. We're going to go play that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.